All right, so if you tuned in briefly in the last one, which I scrapped, I'm restarting. My wife had to talk to me real quick. And probably for better, because I actually want to just talk quickly about why ironing, the story of how I started ironing, which is actually kind of funny because I used to not iron at all. I actually have a picture of the day that I went out and bought an iron because I found myself one day going to work and my computer was covered with sticky notes, just covered. Kind of like a little bit of a hazing ritual or something. And the one that stuck out to me was, you know, iron your shirt. So clearly someone had been watching me and wanted me to start ironing my shirt. So I went out and bought an iron that day. Because I'm someone who both cares about their appearance and doesn't care about their appearance at the same time, right? Yeah. My daughter's just playing in the background. So I went out and bought an iron that day, and yeah, I started caring a lot about my appearance. As I've changed jobs and professions and stuff, I go up and down between caring a lot of how I look and caring not a lot of how I look, or how I present myself online or how I don't present myself online. In fact, just this morning, I put something out there and immediately deleted it because, yeah, maybe that wasn't how I want to present myself online or in person, right? You know, presentation is important. I'm a really big fan of Blink. It's a book by a Canadian author. Why am I blanking on the name right now? He's half Jamaican, half white, lives in Aurora. Anyways, people come up with like an impression about first 5 seconds of who you are and what they think of you, right? And so maybe some of my impressions that I've left on people, yeah, you're just screaming, are probably not the best impressions. So that's why, you know, I do need to try and make a better attempt of making a good impression on people, ironing, or how I post or interact with people online. And I got all my business licensing in place. Cameo Creative is a go. And now it's just, yeah, this is just part of my personal brand. One aspect of how I present myself to you guys in this way is different than how I present myself on my podcast or on my Instagram or on Twitter or in Facebook groups. I can be a different side of myself. I'm still true to me.
Yeah.
I'm still true to me in all of them. It's just a different side of me. So this is, something I'm going to try and do Saturdays, Sundays. I'm thinking about calling it 9 iron because I try and iron around 9 because I have to be somewhere at 10. And, I hope you tune in as I kind of develop. I also kind of want to show, yeah, anyone can kind of start something interesting and entertaining, and you can use that that little watch counter right there. See if you're actually holding people's attention. If that number goes up, you're entertaining, you're interesting. I actually just met with someone yesterday who in like a couple months has actually started making money live streaming themselves on Twitch. You know, people are donating like $50 and stuff, like because people appreciate the content she's creating. So it's really interesting, playing this field a lot, and I hope you tune in tomorrow for 9 Iron, where I will be a little bit more prepared to chat. Cheers. Bye.